Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Good morning, everybody. You are currently listening to A Tall Girls podcast, hosted by a tall girl named India. Before I get into this episode, I just wanted to remind you guys to check out my socials at A Tall Girls podcast on Instagram, TikTok, and Pinterest to stay updated on all of the latest podcast episodes and check out some of my content. That'll be linked in the description, where you'll also see a link to leave me a review. Make sure you do that and let me know how tall you are. I hope everybody listening today is doing fantabulous on this fine, I was gonna say Thursday, but whatever day you're listening to this episode. Today is, in my opinion, a much needed life update. Where are we? We're almost 5 months into 2023. Like, next month is about to be May. We're almost halfway through 2023. I feel like we have a lot to discuss. A lot has been going on these past 4 months. So I asked in two separate polls over on the gram to drop any questions you may have for me regarding my life. And a lot of these questions were very similar and revolved around common themes or common topics. So I'm just going to do my best to answer as many of those questions within that one theme or that one topic in one sitting, if that makes sense. You'll see as I get into the questions. So we've got quite a few things to unpack. So let's just get straight into it. How have you been feeling since your last episode? Okay. So, by the way, thank you for asking. That shows you care so much about me. So if you guys didn't listen to my last episode, which you totally should, I spoke about how I've been feeling overwhelmed and worn out and just pretending that I'm okay and have it all together, when in reality, I don't feel that way. I feel like a mess. I feel stressed. I feel tired. Very exhausted. And that's been going on for a while. But recently I've been doing better. I am not 100% back to where I was or back to where I want to be. And I can say for sure that school definitely plays a big role in that, mainly because it's just been picking up. Finals season is around the corner. Tell me why I have like 7 things due in 1 week. Or is it 5? I don't even remember. It's that bad. I have 3 projects. Not even 2. I thought it was 2, but now it's 3. 3 projects due. 2 essays. 1 exam. So if I do the mathematics, that's 6 things. In 1 week. And it's next week, if we're listening to this, the day that this episode comes out. So I'm just trying to juggle all of that. And being a commuter student does not help. Taking an hour and a half just to get there, hour and a half to get back. Those 3 hours, I could be, you know, doing something else, something productive. And then on top of that, I have to take an hour before those hour and a half, before and after those hour and a half, so that I can prepare or to leave to get to school or kind of calm down after getting off of the train and bus rides. And that doesn't even account for the delays that happen. It's just, I don't know. So between school picking up and just taking most of my time traveling to school, traveling back home, it's a lot to juggle, but I can say that I've been feeling better. I'm convinced that a good cry, a walk in nature, and a deep talk with your mom can solve any life problem that you have. Is it official? Are you studying abroad? I told y'all about that. And quite a few people asked this too. And I'm here like, I don't even remember mentioning it. Okay, maybe I don't. If you guys asked about it, then that means I did mention it somewhere. Maybe I did briefly in a podcast episode or maybe on my stories. Who knows? But there's a 95.9% chance that that's happening. All right, let me explain this. So over the past few months, I've applied to 3 schools to study abroad at for this summer, actually, which is super exciting. 2 in France and 1 in Italy. However, I'm still waiting for some grant money to come in. Okay, so I got accepted into all 3 programs, which is super awesome. I decided to go with the one in Italy for a global brand management course, which is something that I want to go into further down the line in my life. But like I said, I'm still waiting for grant or essentially scholarship money to hit my bank account, so that I can pay for my tuition, because you know we gotta go to school, housing because we gotta sleep somewhere and all that. And I don't even know where to pay for this stuff either. They're telling me, yeah, yo, this much, you know, that much. And it's like, where do I go to pay for it? So I'm sending all of these emails like, hey, where do I pay for this stuff? So when the money hits my bank account, I could just pay it right away. Also, what type of insurance do I need? And all this other stuff that I need to do before I leave next month, which is next week. Jeez. I'm going to try to stop reminding myself about that. But I've been emailing these people and I'm getting no response. And the deadline for that is like in 5 days. So yeah, but you know what? We're going to make it work. I don't care. It's going to happen. I really want this to happen. Genuinely, I think that my entire personality this semester partially revolved around study abroad and filling out those applications and fixing problems related to study abroad. And I've come too far for this to not happen. So it's gonna happen one way or the other. Are you 6'2 yet? Have you grown any more inches? No. Okay, little side note, there was a story time that I did a while ago where I thought I was 6'2 according to my new doctor, who isn't my doctor anymore for obvious reasons. But no, I haven't grown. Sometimes I do wish I was taller though. I mean, don't get me wrong, I love my height. But starting my height with the number 6 instead of the number 5 would be kind of cool. I don't know. Are you single? Yes, and don't know if I'm trying to mingle. I don't know. Relationships can be extremely time consuming, and I think that I'm just really starting to enjoy my own company and just figure out myself and my life without feeling like I have that obligation, for lack of a better term, to give that time that I'm currently giving myself, or that I could give myself, to another person. And it's not to say that they wouldn't deserve that time, or they don't deserve that time, or they're never gonna get that time when or if I'm gonna be in a relationship. But when there's a lot going on in your life, you know, it's hard to just divide up the time. Like I said, commuter student in school, I'm also working, I'm also doing this podcast, I'm also trying to learn new skills as well, which we'll get into later. And I don't want to completely rule anything out, okay? I don't want to say no, and I don't want to say yes. I'm not writing anything off. I'm just going with the flow, doing what I need to do, prepping for what I need to prep for, and just living my life. And whatever happens in this whole entire process, happens. Not rushing, not doing any of that stuff. So, yeah. Okay, how has your self-confidence been lately? Shockingly good. That sounds so bad. It really sounds like I did not have faith in myself to stay confident in not just my body and how I look, but just in general, my capabilities and my personality, stuff like that. That it really sounds like I didn't have any faith, but honestly, I did not. I did not have any faith because I would have those waves of confidence where I'd just be like, yeah, I'm a baddie and all that stuff. And then that would be short term. And then, like, I don't know, a couple weeks later, I'd be like, oh my gosh, how does anybody like me? I'm stupid. I'm ugly. I look weird. I am weird. I can't do anything properly. And then I would start comparing myself to others. Like, oh my gosh, why is that person doing this better? Or why does that person look good in that? And yada, yada, yada. It would just be very on and off. I don't know if that's like a problem, like a mental problem, but it was not good for my mental or emotional health at all. But now I can say for sure that it has been going strong and I'm here for it. We love this new India. I firmly believe that my confidence comes from being extremely delusional. Like me? Ugly? Never. Me broke? Impossible. Me sounding dumb? Absolutely not. I'm just telling myself that I'm elite so much that it's just become ingrained in me. And I'm untouchable. Oof, arrogant much? Let me stop. But it's good. It's good to have that confidence there. It's good to just believe that you're awesome. You're amazing. You look great. Nothing can stop you. Okay, maybe a few things can stop you. Like if you get hit by a tractor. But I don't know why I even said that. I didn't mean to say that. That just came out. But the point here is, it's just good to have that extra faith in yourself that you can do anything you put your mind to. You can achieve anything you want to achieve. And you know what? That's a reminder for you right now. If you're listening up to this point, you can do anything you put your mind to. You can get that job promotion. You can finesse that test. You can, I don't know, get your driver's license. You can talk to that person you've been wanting to talk to. It's all going to work out for you in your favor. So, and you know, you gotta be delusional a little bit. You just gotta believe that it's gonna happen no matter what without thinking too much about it. And I think that's one of my problems that I had with my self-confidence in the past is I would just start overthinking and psych myself out. I want to give an example because I don't even know if that made sense. So, okay, let's...
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Say I have a chemistry test coming up. And, you know, me now would be like, yeah, I'm going to study. And if I study and look over my notes and do some practice questions, I'm going to do super well on that exam. However, I mean, that's what India now would say. And just leave it at that. I would study up to the point of the test, but I wouldn't be studying on the train or the bus ride, walking there right before the exam. I'm just like, I did the best that I could and whatever happens, happens. And I know I'm gonna do great. Whereas India from 2 or 3 years ago would say the same thing. Yeah, if I study, look over my notes, yada, 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 I'm gonna be fine and all that stuff. But then she would start overthinking like, oh my gosh, like, I didn't take enough notes on this. What if he covers that in the exam? What if that's most of the questions in the exam? I'm not gonna do well, and then my grade is gonna drop, and yada, yada, yada. Oh my gosh, I'm gonna fail this test. You see how it kind of just went from one extreme of, yes, I'm gonna do well, to another extreme of, oh my gosh, I'm gonna fail. So being delusional sounds like being stupid, and it does not mean being stupid at all. Being delusional is just having, I want to say, blind faith and blind trust, but I feel like that's also extreme. Just having faith and having trust that you are capable of putting your mind, I mean, doing anything that you put your mind to, and it's all going to work out for you, and it's going to work out in your favor, and you're going to be fine. That is what being delusional is, and then that leads to confidence. Like, hey, you know, I can do anything I put my mind to, so I'm a baddie. I'm going to get this stuff done, and that's all that. Just a, I don't know, a little segue or whatever. All right, we're going to end off with the most popular topic that I kind of meshed into one whole thing, and it's post-grad and career plan slash update slash goals slash etc. So, if you didn't know, I'm currently a junior in college, so next school year will hopefully be my last year as a full-time undergrad student. Like, this time next year, I'm going to be preparing for graduation. I'm going to have that cap on that I'm going to decorate with all the countries in the world yet again, like I did for high school. And I'm gonna be wearing my gown. I'm gonna have my little graduation outfit, like, oh my gosh, like, I'm about to be a college grad. Yada yada yada. But thinking about it, it's just kind of sad, but also kind of scary, but also kind of lit, in that order. And let me tell you why. I'm really starting to enjoy my college experience now. Like, this is the first semester in my entire almost 3 years of attending college where I'm actually content with my experience. I'm making friends, I am socializing, I am getting back into my one of my hobbies, which is playing music, and I'm so grateful for that. I'm actually starting to like the courses that I'm taking. What? Me liking my school courses? I mean, okay, so I'm a business major because I'm into the whole business world or whatever. But you know how in your first few years of college, you have to take those prereqs? So I had to take environmental science, and I had to take, I don't know, theater. Like, oh, I actually like theater, though. But you had to take those general education courses that had no relation to what you want to do in life, for the most part. It's not like that for everybody. Some people enjoy those classes, but I did not. I found them boring and I didn't want to do it. But now that I'm a junior and I already fulfilled those requirements, and I fulfilled the basic core business requirements for the most part, I'm taking classes that are within my major, which is entrepreneurship, and electives in marketing, because that's what I'm into. We'll get into that in a sec. And I feel like I'm learning a lot, and I'm meeting people that have the same or similar, not same, similar path as me in life, and it feels really good. And graduating just means letting all of that go. But then again, graduating also means entering the real world and being an adult, which is nerve-wracking because I don't have experience adulting before. It's not adulting, it's adulting. Right now I'm adulting, but after I graduate, it's adulting. Like, I gotta start taking on all of my bills. I gotta start working full time, you know? Why did I sound like that saying that? But I just keep thinking to myself, what if I screw up? But then it's also kind of lit because there's just so much opportunity out there for me. There's so many great things for me to experience, great people for me to meet, and great work for me to do. And, you know, without having that weight of school on my back, you feel me? So I can fully invest myself in these relationships, in these work opportunities, in these travel experience, or any experience in general, without being like, oh my gosh, I have to type up this 10-page paper that's due next week, you know? It's kind of liberating. It's kind of like a burden being off my shoulders. Not to say that school is a burden. It just feels like a lot sometimes. I can definitely say I'm extremely privileged to be getting an education here, because not everybody has that opportunity, and I'm extremely grateful for that. But sometimes it just really has its moments where I just want to cry. Yeah, and have a mental breakdown. But it's okay because next year really about to be my last year. So my current plan at the moment is to continue this podcast, of course, because, you know, this podcast is a vibe and we got to continue with the vibe. Take a little break from school as well, like a semester-ish off, and get it together before I end up going to graduate school part-time, keyword part-time. Yes, I've decided to go to graduate school. So I was previously an international business major for undergrad. Yeah, that sounds intense, and it quite indeed was intense. So I just feel like it was better for me to switch my major to entrepreneurship for now, because that's also the path that I want to go in. And my main goal for going to school is networking and meeting people that are like-minded as me and who want to explore the same or similar career path. And I still don't want to give up on that. I still want to take international business. So I'm just going to do that in graduate school part-time so I can, you know, work and fend for myself and maybe have time to just be a human being instead of being at a laptop, doing work, typing papers and stuff like that for a very long time, and just focusing on my career. And if you didn't know, I am a freelance content marketer, which essentially means that I create and manage content for people who don't want to do it or don't have the time to do it. And it's something that I'm extremely passionate about. I absolutely love it. I'm able to be analytical and creative at the same time. And I couldn't ask for a better career that makes that combination possible. And I've been working hard to form some long-term relationships with some of the people I've been working with. That's also part of the reason why I was overwhelmed recently, because I'm having meetings with these people and just trying to figure out my future with them. Just throw it out in the air. I know I don't have to have it all figured out now, but, you know, it's getting that time. Like I said, next year is going to be my last year, and I kind of just want to see where everything is, because yes, I do have time, but that time does go by quickly, and I want to make sure that there's something there for me at least that I can continue doing. And so far, those conversations have been going well, so let's hope that those conversations continue going well. And I'm just excited to see where it leads. Also, a little scared, but it is what it is. Sometimes you just gotta do it scared. Gotta do it scared and gotta do it unprepared. I saw that TikTok. I was like, yes, I needed to see that right now. I need to do it scared and need to do it unprepared, and so should you. Yeah, this took a lot of time, in my opinion, because I know some of y'all like the shorter episodes, but there was a lot to unpack. So I did the best I could, and hopefully I answered all of your questions. So thank you so much for staying to the end of this episode. I really appreciate it, and I appreciate you. As always, feel free to hit me up on my socials at A Tall Girls Podcast on Instagram, TikTok, and Pinterest, and let me know what you thought of this episode. If you're feeling the same way I've been feeling, overwhelmed, scared, kind of content with life, anything. If you have any life updates that you want to share, let me know. We could both celebrate or both cry together. And just let me know if you have any other questions that you want me to answer in terms of my life. Also, leave me a review below. Let me know how tall you are. Any last words? Yeah, I'm just going to stick with the notion, do it scared and do it unprepared. There's never a right time for anything except now. The right time is now. Don't wait any longer to pursue that thing that you want to pursue. Talk to that person you want to talk to and do that thing that you have been craving to do for the longest time. Right now is the perfect time. And with that, I'll catch you in the next episode. Good night and goodbye.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.